Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining tonight. Today is session 11 of the Vibrational Healing Program. This is the second to last session. So last week, we did the Vibration of Wisdom. So today, we're going to be doing the Vibration of Love. And then next week, we'll do the Vibration of Power. So these three vibrational fields, or these three energy fields, are associated with basically how we manifest and create our reality. From the wisdom space, when we spoke about that's the knowledge space, love is an energy, it's a vibration, it's a sensation, which we'll go into a lot of details today, working specifically with principles and Christ letters. And then next week, we'll work with the vibration of power. And that's very much associated with our will and how we also like basically want to create or want to experience or want to develop our space in a whole new way. But for today, the focus is specifically on the vibration of love. So before we get into that space, Friday is the transmissions, and it's the new moon is on Saturday, but we have our transmission in the morning and our transmission in the evening. The morning session and the new moon is the light worker session. The evening session is the vibrational healing session, which is basically associated with the physical body. And so the other part of the processes, your meditation processes, please, it's with whomever we've been working with. You know, we speak about the prayer every morning, every evening. That's part of our daily practices. And whomever we've been working with and sharing that with them, and it's become part of their daily practice, their spaces have been changing tremendously. And the reason for that is that because you are developing your connection to divine. All of the work we do, all of the teaching we do is literally not about us at all. It's about you and your connection, how you develop your connection and how you create that connection. But you're starting to realize it's an internal connection. It's not an external connection. And the more you see this internal connection and the more it evolves, the more you start realizing that the connection to God or the connection to the divine is within you, not outside of you. Very, very powerful understanding, because the more you start realizing that your connection is within you, then you start realizing the love is within you, the joy is within you, the happiness is within you. So you start to feel it inside of you, and that starts to reflect outward. So your meditation practice, very powerful space. The more you do it, the more you connect. It's not an overnight sort of shift or change. You know, I mean, this is like a process of years. So it's about you starting to like reprogram yourself internally and experience reality in the way that you want to experience and the way that you want to develop it going forward. And the more you start doing this and the more you start bringing your energy into the space or into your own meditative space, and you start to trust your connection, you're going to start to see a lot more magic in your world. And magic is not something that is external to you. It is really internal, and the way it reflects in a lot of different ways into your reality, a lot of different ways into your experience. And it happens in the most sort of creative, in the most sort of like playful spaces. And that's where you're going to start to see, you know, things just open, things sort of like evolve in a much more beautiful, much more grander, and a much more fluid space. You know, synchronicity start coming together, and all we ask you to do is trust in spirit. You know, when you do the prayers, basically the whole purpose of the prayers at one day eventually being the sort of channel to be expressed, the expression of the divine consciousness or the Christ of consciousness through you. And the more you start doing that, and the more everything starts like unpacking in your world, the more excitement you're going to start seeing more and more in your space. Okay, so let's get back into the principles, into the vibration of love. So when we spoke about wisdom, we spoke specifically about having this understanding or this awareness that there's so much more now to who you are. There's so much, like there's a grander sort of version of yourself being expressed and being reflected into your world. And the more you start doing that, it's sort of understanding that there's this knowledge out there, or this wisdom out there, you start to realize that your thoughts are affecting everything in your world. Because that's the very first principle, mentalism. You're right. So when I was in my awakening process and also going through my sort of like what you would call like understanding of like the different vibrational spaces, sets, and going through my own experiences. And when I was in Most of my growth happened when I was in the UK community. And then when I came back to South Africa, that's when a lot of integration happened and the activational space. But during the growth phase, I noticed that there was a massive community out there, the essence, because everything was about love, expressing love, sharing love, etc. But then the more I was in the space, the more you started seeing that there was still the cyclic pattern going. So people were having like really wow experiences, but at the same time also having very down experiences. So if you were in the vibration of love, why was this happening all the time? And then you start to realize that love is just one aspect. That's why the mind is so important. So it's no sense like just loving these certain situations, and there's another situation that there's a lot of anger against, or upset, or fear. It means that there's something that's basically out of balance. And these are the things that I would like you to start addressing into your space now going forward. These things that are bringing out the irritation or the frustration basically within you. And usually when that happens, it means that it needs to be addressed from a space of love. Now, we can address it from a space of being upset or exerting the force, no, that is wrong, this is the right way, as an example. But then you start to realize that the more resistance that you're putting into the scenario, the more resistance you're going to be getting back. Because that's principles in effect, also correspondence. What we know is the principle, what's happening within is also happening within, as above, so below, as below, so above. So it means that if there's something that's happening within the space, but it is so easy to put, you know, it's like the mental space goes like, this is not my issue, this is your issue. Okay. So it's, but once again, you're manifesting it in your space. So why is the manifestation there? What it is teaching, what it is about allowing you to be, allowing yourself to express. And as this is something that this wasn't Grandmaster Christ, this was Grandmaster like touch, like whatever you do, you should be able to speak your truth with compassion. And that's not an easy thing to do, specifically, it's a very heated subject. So you have to like literally disconnect without reacting and then bring yourself into a space where you can like slowly start to express yourself, but from a space of love, from a space of compassion. And usually compassion is literally being able to accept the person's view because it's their reality. This is one of the hardest things for any of us on this journey, actually for any person. It's to accept that another person's reality is just as valid as yours. And the more you start going to that space, you start to realize more and more how important like the person's experiences are to them. It's because it's their experience, it's not our experience. So, and this is where the vibration of love gets more and more within our world. So when you're looking at principle and we're looking at the first principle, so we can either basically push the vibration of control through the mental space and like you want this to happen this way, you will do it this way, or not, we'll push you out of completely outside of the space. Or you can bring yourself into the space of trust, work with the vibration of Christ consciousness. And Christ consciousness, as we all know, is the vibration of love. But how to introduce love and how to bring love into your space and how to look at things from a loving or compassionate space without draining your own energetic field. Right. Excuse me. So the more you start bringing yourself into the space of trust, what happens is that you're handing it over to a consciousness that's greater than yourself. So that means our mind is seeing these things on this specific level. This is where we have the issue. But if we raise our vibration to the vibration of Christ consciousness, and we hand it over to Grandmaster Christ or whomever, whichever beings you connect with within that specific space, or Divine Father, Mother, Life, and then you hand the concern over to them and ask for their guidance and then observe, because that's the vibration of trust. Because the more you start bringing the vibration of trust into your space, the more you will see how everything just evolves and sort of slowly starts to take the shape or take the vibration of the experience or the reality in front of you. And it starts to mold in something that's a lot more fluid, a lot more beautiful, and a lot more harmonic. The very last line of the prayer is I commit myself and my life into your care. So that specifically, like, it's literally like you're handing it over and you're trusting in divine to bring through or guide you into a solution to help you through that specific space. So usually if this individual or this sort of event or situation has been bringing you a lot of negative energy where it's like you're like really feeling that you have to fight for it or you have to express yourself, is that right? Just pause, right? Because we always say don't make any decisions when you're in a state in an emotional space, because you're in a state that's not in balance, and that's both high emotion or low emotion, right? So that means you need to be in a state of equilibrium, not too excited, not extremely angry, where you're a lot more balanced basically within yourself. So you're able to think straight and be able to speak even more clearly. So the more you bring yourself into that state of equilibrium, the greater the inspiration, the greater the flow, and the greater the clarity going through your space. So in the mental space, if you start bringing the vibration of love and you're projecting it into that environment, into that situation, into that specific individual, and just holding the person, situation, environment in love, then automatically that vibration will start to reflect into your space and your experiences start to evolve. And because you're holding the vibration of love in your space rather than now the vibration of irritation or frustration, what happens is that you start to notice that it starts to reflect like pulse into all parts of your space or all parts of your reality. And then things start to become a lot more fluid and a lot more magical, as we shared earlier. But it's for you to experience it. And the more you put your space, or you put your vibration into that higher vibrational space, the greater you will see it. And it doesn't matter whether it's work, whether it is, you know, like you're driving your car, whether it's like someone on the road, or it's at home or family, etc. It's the same everywhere. And you'll start to notice that as soon as you start experiencing like a higher vibrational frequency in one specific area, you'll start to notice that the development of that vibration starts to express in all other areas of your space. It's usually happened in the ones that's in your space right now. So literally in your space right now, what's triggering the like literally the end level out of you? Because it's there, it's in your mind, it's in the back of your mind. It's like, how do I address this? How do I make this much more fluid? That's the situation we are speaking about. And that specific situation, like when you do the vibrational work, we're going to connect specifically with the vibration of divine love and reflect it into those specific areas when we do the vibrational space a little later, to also show you and assist you how powerful that your mental space is and your connection to divine into how you're shifting and changing and molding your reality. So that brings us to the third principle associated with the vibration of love, which is the principle of vibration itself. We know love is like the highest vibrational frequency, divine love. So the more we increase our vibration of like love, by the way we see things, by the way we do things, by the way we act, the more that sort of like the resonance starts to evolve, starts to sort of like you become the transmitter. Your entire body, as I say, is a highly advanced technology. And the more it pulses into your world, the more you can see that pulse reflect back towards you. And you'll see love coming towards you in the most incredible ways, you know. And even your experiences of sort of the vibrations, like you'll start to notice that your appreciations, like when you connect to animals as an example, there's so much of compassion or love towards them. Usually you would get irritated, but now you look at them in a much more different sense. Like before, as we say, it's like when you see someone that's really upset or angry, you start to realize that they are in their own pain. By holding them in love, it allows that transformation to happen. It's the same thing that happens with nature. You know, if you see like dogs in distress or animals in distress, it's exactly this sensation, the compassion just basically flows. You're looking at the beauty in the trees, you're looking at the beauty in the flowers, the clouds, the sky, the birds. Start hearing different birds, and you even start to feel the sensations associated with it. This is when you start feeling connection. But that can only happen when you slow down. And slowing down as well, is we know that slowing down is a feminine. It is the magnetic aspect of self, the vibration of the divine feminine, the divine love aspect. So you can't, if you're traveling at 100 miles an hour, as an example, it's very hard for you to enjoy the beauty around you because you become so focused on driving on the road, as an example. So that's why you have to like slow down. And when you slow down, you get to experience the finite things allowed. So this does not mean you can't still create. It's about creating a balance between the two. And the more you start bringing the vibration of love in your life and you start loving everything outside of you, what actually starts happening? You start automatically loving aspects within yourself or vice versa. And when you start going into the vibration of divine love or the essence of the magnetism within self, you have to bring yourself into moments where you absolutely do nothing. And doing nothing, we are so programmed, and it's so funny. Like, it's with every single person that you've really spoken to. The slowing down is like, no, that's like the feeling of being lazy. Lazy is, that's the vibration where you become magnetic in, because you're not active, you're not doing anything. You are still, you are connective, your mind is relaxing, it's slowing down. So the activity, mind, body starts to balance. And as they start balancing, that's when the magnetism starts happening. That's when you go into deep meditation spaces or stages within yourself. And you'll start experiencing like more connection within yourself. But for you, for that to happen, you have to bring yourself into points of like stillness or quietness. And there's nothing wrong in doing nothing. Have you ever considered, like, for an example, like one day being completely off your telephone? Is that possible in your space? Is that possible in your world? You use these, like, there's so much of responsibility. We're so attached to the phone. Someone needs help, or you want to connect to someone, etc. So I'm saying is that this is your space now. It's like, use, we know you work, we know it's, you have responsibilities, but at the same time, we're trying to show you you can create in a different way. But your weekend should be yours. If you contracted to work a specific set of hours, then after those hours, it's yours. It's, you shouldn't be working. It's your time. You should be like doing things that you love, doing things that sort of like that fulfill your soul, like fulfill yourself, and also spending time doing things that are what you would call, in essence, we would call nothing, like doing absolutely, absolutely nothing, even having like everything switched off, where you are just by yourself and watch what happens to your energy, what happens into your field, that space. Most of you will realize a lot of inspiration will come through you to those spaces, but you have to create the sort of like you we what we would call the space for you to experience that. And that's why your mind is so important, and we keep saying, please stop watching television. It's the only way for you to truly understand how much of energy you have, how much of power you have that's within yourself. Because what happens is that it's very hard for the ego to accept that your mind is being programmed using television. This is something shared by a lot of the masters. I mean, this is even within the Christ letters itself. I just need to double check if it's within the Kabbalion. But you have, from the time you've been born, our programming is to behave in a specific way. And I'm saying is that you have the ability to change all of that by you basically disconnecting from that. And then, because when you start to disconnect from television, which is basically external programming, and to you, it might just be entertainment, but there's a lot of symbolism. There's a lot of sort of narratives that's given within television is tell a vision. Okay. So when you start, and this is not conspiracy theory, this is we doing mental alchemy, working with the mind and how we're creating our space. So for you to like really like disconnect and start connecting internally, the time that you've been spending watching television, as an example, spend that time going inward and observe what happens. It is incredible, but it's for you to experience, it's for you to understand, it's for you to like sort of live. It's you are manifesting your reality and creating your reality. So the more you put your vibration into that space, observe what happens. Like, also there's like a lot of people like to have maybe the radio on the in the background, but it's constant into your receptors, whether it's the ears, whether it's the eyes, to the visual sort of medium. So there's this constant energy just shifting and keep on moving. Try stopping it for a day, and just being in a space of silence, and then you start to realize, wow, how busy your mind is, how many things are going on within your mind. And then you can use the meditative process to start slowing that down and start one step at a time, dropping the rate, like, of the thoughts going through your mind. And you'll start to notice, like, wow, the amount of peace, the amount of connection you feel, And the happiness comes from inside of you. And the more you start seeing that, like as it flows out, people around you start to experience that vibration around you as well. Very, very powerful mechanism. And that brings us to the fourth principle, which is the principle of polarity. Now, when we experience the vibration of love as an example, or we're having an experience, we're always looking at that experience of how that, or what's happening to us. And usually when something like bad happens, or the experience where we feel like we are being either challenged or victimized, dot, 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 step back, observe, what is the opposite polarity associated with it? Because then you start holding it from the space of love. When you start holding it from a space of love, what happens is that you start to see the entire situation shift on its side from a space of, because if we trust in divine consciousness and the consciousness like Grandmaster Christ, Lord Buddha, Prophet Muhammad, etc., we know that it's all about the vibration of love. And if we hand it over, we know that in our space, if we are getting upset with the situation, it's still going to work out in a most magical, incredible way, but it's just our energy in that specific space needs to shift and change. So by releasing it and handing it over to divine consciousness, what happens? You start to realize that the situation dissolves itself. So we start looking at things like, always look at the experience from the positive polarity space. And we're looking from a positive polarity space that's always done to the vibration of love. Christ consciousness is all about bringing love into every single aspect of our lives. And the more we do it, the more we see it, the more incredible magic happens in the world. And that brings us into the principle of rhythm. Yeah. So if you are going through a down moment, as an example, raise your vibration. Think about moments or think about your experiences you've had where you've felt your consciousness raising to a higher space. And then when you bring your mind into the spaces, you'll start to notice that because you've been doing the work already from an alchemical space, you're already connected. And you'll see that if you are able to adjust your thought flows into a space where you felt love or you experienced love, you'll see the vibration starting to shift and change. And the, as I said, principle of rhythm does not affect you anymore. So you start to experience things a lot more differently. Like for the ladies, as an example, that's very sort of attuned to the cycles of the moon. And usually in period cycles, like the essence of like pain, etc. And if you start bringing, like just trying to like connect into the vibration of the Christ of light or the Christ of consciousness and ask for guidance and assistance through those spaces, you'll see that as you're going through your cycles, it'll be a lot more sort of gentler, a lot more harmonic for you, because you start to understand that even the rhythmic cycles, as we hand it over to divine consciousness or we raise our vibration, we don't get as affected as much as we do within the physical plane. So everything, one step at a time, and just taking things like in its stride going forward, which brings us to the principle of cause and effect. So cause and effect, we know the vibration we are putting into the reality is a vibration that's reflecting back towards us. So you wake up in the morning, connect into divine consciousness, do the prayer, and then start being the being that you want to be. So it's like, in essence, if you want to evolve yourself to be in a specific, become it, live it, like practice sharing love, you know, giving love. If there's any moments you have in your space where you feel you're being irritated on the most end level, stop. Disconnect from it so it doesn't take your vibration to the most craziest spaces. And then you'll see that just using your breath, you can raise your vibration again, and then you can continue the discussion and allow the energy to flow in a lot more smooth, clear, fluid space. But always, because you are becoming more aware of yourself, you're becoming more aware of your mind, the vibration of observation becomes stronger in your being, so you're able to see much more. So you become basically like, you're able to like counteract some of your own sort of activities or programs or cycles, because you start to see, wow, it will go this way. And then immediately you start to make the shift or the mental change to allow the vibration to go into the direction that you're looking at experiencing. And once again, it's just the element of observation. It's like you I've always said, is your master key. It will guide you. But also, you know, in these specific spaces, sometimes it feels like there's no solution to what it is that you're looking at. And that's where we say cause and effect, hand it over to divine consciousness. You are never alone. You've always been connected. You truly always have been connected. You are in the space of the Christ of light the prayer says you are safe, you are protected. It means you are part of that vibration, you're part of that frequency. This is not to inflate or raise the ego, but it's to prompt you to bring more of that light, more of that vibration into your space, into your world, and share it with everyone around you. A lot of people might be afraid because it's a very new space. Everyone wants to control the space, and because they're controlling the space, more control they experience happen towards them. But because you learn to start trusting, what happens, the more trust gets reflected back towards you. And the more you start, as last week we spoke about the vibration of gratitude, you know, just being grateful, that essence of love, that essence of sort of being so thankful for what you have. And the more you give gratitude for what you have and not focus on what you don't have, focus on the things that you have and watch how much more gets given to you. If you focus on the things that you don't have, the cause and effect is that you not having those things. That's how simple it is. And so the more you focus on the things you have, the more the things that, inverted commas, you don't have, you start to manifest. The more grateful you are, the more gratitude pours upon you, so you're able to do what it is you want to do, experience what it is you want to experience. You know, when we spoke about letting life flow through you last week, it's sort of like it's the fundamental of the experience itself, not to try to push your mind too far in the future, not to get too held up by the stuff that happened in the past, but being very present with what's happening in the moment, what's being presented to you, so you can make your changes, your choices, using your mind in the most incredible, magical way and creating the reality that you would love to experience and you would love to flow towards. And then that brings us to the principle of gender. And within the principle of gender, this is where we said there's basically two forms of vibration in the universe. One's electric and one's magnetic, and they're absolutely equal in every aspect. So the more we start to understand the electric and magnetic nature of reality, of consciousness, and the quality of the energy, then we start to radiate that within our space as well. So the more we start looking at as the feminine as being the equal to the male, so not suppressing the feminine as we've been shown and through television, et cetera, and throughout the ages, and start shifting the vibration associated with that. And that does not mean that if man sees woman as equal, she needs to pick up like 100 kilograms of rock. No, that's just being like completely stupid and sidelining on how we're looking at reality. It's the same vibration in degree, whereas man is electric and the feminine is magnetic. And if you can understand, this is where the magic is understanding where those two vibrations are and what are the sort of cause and effects of each vibration. And the more you, like if you're in the feminine body, you're connecting to the divine feminine energy and bringing that into your being. And let that be the inspiration of you creating your day. And with the guy, it is the masculine vibration. So it's sort of like, and then that starts to, and the masculine everyone knows about, even the feminine knows more about the masculine than they know about the feminine. And the same with the guys. So it's now what you try to understand what the feminine is, what is that nature, the nature of the magnetic, the nature of the divine feminine, the nurturer, the carer, the bringing together, the holding, one of the most important forces in creation in the universe. So you start to sort of like bring in these new sort of ideas, these new sort of concepts that basically are coming through you. Some of these you will not even read in the book, you know, and you start to implement them into your space and you see the magic happening and start applying it, start connecting with others and start applying that into your world and you see things starting to expand and grow even further. This part, you are not meant to be alone. That's why the vibration of love, that one of the most sort of like the fundamentals of love is connection, connectivity, learning to connect with others, and then also learning to love unconditionally. That is the highest sort of, I would say, accolade or high sort of essence of a vibration we will raise ourselves to. We can get our space to love absolutely unconditionally. And because when you get into that space, that is the vibration of the Christ of light or the Christ of consciousness. And then things will, obviously, your entire being elevates into that space. It's not just mental. It's also physical. It's also spiritual. It's also emotional. Everything evolves. But everything, one step at a time, you know, just bring love into all areas of your life. But for now, focus on the energy that's taking up the most of your vibration because it's in your mental space. And let's look within the energetic space as we bring it in, where it's in your body, so you can help yourself basically shift that vibration and then observe how things shift and change in your physical reality going forward. Sweet. So let's get into the vibrational space. So if you could just close the eyes, take a few deep breaths. And just bringing the focus to the crown, we invite in the presence of Divine Father, Mother, Life. And just feeling the vibrations enter the crown. And as it enters the crown, just observe where the energy is flowing. Just let divine consciousness just guide you. So wherever the energy stops, just focus on that energy, release the tension from that area, and you'll see the energy will continue to flow. And then remove the tension from that area. Bring the focus to the crown again. We invite in the presence of Divine Father, Mother, Life. Feel all three vibrations spiraling as a single stream of light into your crown and just observe where the energy flows. If any of you are in a state of pain, please take your focus to the areas where the pain is. And once the pain is completely cleared, then take your focus to the areas that we are speaking about in your body. So we're just going to do a quick relaxation on some of the areas within the body. So we can bring the focus to the crown. We invite in the presence of Divine Father, Mother, Life. And as soon as the vibrations enter the crown, take it directly to the area at the back of the skull, where the skull meets the neck. If there's any tension there, please clear it. And then from there, we move the vibration to both your temples, the left and the right temple. And just bringing both the temples into a state of equilibrium. And then I would like you to bring the focus to both the jaw, the left and the right side of your jaw. We hold a lot of tension there as well. We bring the focus back up to the crown. We invite in the presence of Divine Father, Mother, Life. And as you feel all three vibrations spiral into the crown, take it directly to the area where your neck meets the shoulder on the left, and do the same where the neck meets the shoulder on the right, and check if they are in balance with each other. And now we're going to bring your focus to the heart center. Vibration of Divine Father in front, Divine Mother behind. A beautiful golden white light spiraling deep into the front of your heart center. White and gold light into the back of the heart center. As soon as it activates, just observe where the energy is flowing and please go to those areas and clear the energy. And then as soon as that space is cleared, just follow the vibration and clear the energy from the next space. If the energy is still in the heart space, just spiral deep but softly into the heart space. But go as deep as you can. You'll come to a space where you will feel tension. Please in-breath focus, out-breath release. Bring the focus back to the heart center. This time, a beautiful white and gold light spiraling deep into the front of the heart center. White and gold into the front, gold and white into the back of your heart center. Just raising the frequency of your heart space. And just letting divine guide you to the specific areas in your body where vibration needs to be released. And now within the mental space, just bring in a situation that you have in your space that takes you out of your equilibrium. And just observing in your body where this energy space is. And then just bring the focus to the crown. We invite in the presence of Divine Father, Mother, Life. And as the vibration enters the crown, just taking it directly to that area of the body. And as soon as that energy clears, bring the situation back into the mental space. And then just take the focus to that area of the body and just let the divine energy bring it into equilibrium. Now bringing the situation back into the mental space, the situation, the person, or the event into your mind and observing it with any reaction still in the body. If there is, just bring the focus to the crown. We invite in the presence of Divine Father, Mother, Life. As soon as the vibration enters the crown, take it to that area of the body. Mostly, it usually resides in the area of the tummy or the solar plexus, sometimes the throat center. And now bringing the situation, the event, the person into the mental space. And if there's no reaction within the body, just bring the focus to the heart center. And just feeling a beautiful golden white ray of light going into the front of the heart space, a white and gold ray from the back into the back of the heart space, connecting. And as it connects in the heart space, bring it up to the area of the pineal, pituitary area, and then project it into the experience, into the person, just this vibration of unconditional love. And as you're doing it, handing it over to divine consciousness to guide, to assist. Just feeling the vibration of your body, just pulsing this vibration of love. Absolute compassion into the situation, to the person, to yourself. Feeling supported, protected by divine. And then we bring the focus to the crown. We invite in the presence of Divine Father, Mother, Life. And with it, the impulse of divine love for integration. And just feeling all three vibrations with the impulse spiraling into your being and activating every single cell. The space within the cells. Into your different energy bodies, from physical all the way up to spiritual. Just feeling the radiance of your light, your love. And while you're in that space, giving great thanks, honor, and gratitude to Divine Father, Mother, Life, and to all of the other incredible beings of love and light that love and support you so dearly. And when you're ready, taking a slow deep breath in, bring your energy back into yourself. And as you bring your energy back into yourself, just giving also great thanks, honor, and gratitude to your being, for you being you. And you can slowly open your eyes. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Hope you had a beautiful session. And looking forward to connecting to you during the weekend, not the weekend, on Friday. And then we have our last session in 2 weeks' time. So wishing you an incredible week ahead. Look forward to reconnecting with you on Friday. Thanks for joining.